For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team returns home this weekend, opens up WCHA play with the Nanooks of Alaska, joined by Marcus Gerbrandt, pair of goals last Saturday at Minnesota. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I remember it was Halloween weekend last year in Huntsville. You had the hat trick. At what point do you start thinking, I'm getting close here?
Well, I guess that thought always goes through your head, but hat tricks are pretty hard to come by. They don't happen very often.
Could you imagine one as special as in that building against Minnesota?
Yeah, that definitely would have been cool, but it was hard to come by. I wish I could have got it.
You guys played so well, really the first four games of the year. How frustrated are you that you only have one win to show for it?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but, I mean, it's not like we haven't played good hockey. We've been getting better every game, and I think there's a lot of positives we can take out of it, and both those games are pretty much exhibition games, so now hopefully we can keep the train rolling here and take our good play into WCHA.
For the most part, and I realize you've got a couple of freshmen that have come in, but for the most part, this is the same team as last year. How can you explain the just glaring difference in speed from last year to this year?
Yeah, it's definitely good to see, because I think everyone's more so bought in this year. They know what to expect. They know what you have to do to win. And with a smaller freshman class, it's good because they can look up to the older guys and kind of see what it takes every day on the ice, off the ice. And I think that's what it's kind of been so far. Everyone's kind of just leading the way, and the freshmen are kind of following along pretty good right now.
What's it say to you that you know, you look at the rankings and they don't mean a whole heck of a lot, especially this early in the year, but there's an awful lot of WCHA teams in there. You look at who the WCHA has played in non-conference, and it's some pretty storied programs, and yet you guys are all knocking them off. What's that say for the depth of the league?
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying earlier too, is with the WCHA, you can expect a team to beat you every single game. All the teams are really good, and if you're going to take a night off, they're going to make you pay, and you can't really look past any team in this league anymore. It's any team can win any night of the week, so it's, I guess it's good for us, but it's it just shows how deep the league really is.
It's human nature that you play up and down to your competition a little bit in any sport. Is that good that you can play up because everybody in the league is pretty good?
Yeah, you're basically forced to play your best, or else you're going to get beat, I feel.
What's the biggest change in your game from last year to this year in your mind?
Well, I feel like I got a little stronger over the summer, but I'm trying to keep to what I do, just keep doing the little things right. I think I'm trying to play as fast as I can at all times, which is sometimes hard, I guess, but I guess just trying to play the fastest game I can right now.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.